Are you ready to receive love beyond your imagination? In my previous podcast, I spoke about how to receive love through inspired action. You can find my video on YouTube. Guidance always shows us the next step when we are open to listen and when we are willing to listen. In this podcast, I'd like to speak to you about how important it is to listen to your guidance, to your body, to your heart, and to trust it. When it comes to set boundaries, it's all about loving yourself even more and allowing more love to enter into your life. There is a lot of debate about the fact that women have no boundaries when it comes to love. They become one with the object of their love, and this sometimes can be misleading in the sense that women tend to lose themselves at the point that they forget to put their needs first sometimes. Boundaries are like a safety belt. The earlier you put them, the better it is for you and your relationship. The more free and respected you feel in this relationship, the more love you will be able to create with this person. And all this is true for your partner as well. Why put a limit when you feel so amazing, when you are in love with someone? It can be very challenging, but there is always a limit to be put. In the beginning of a relationship, it's much easier, things are clear, and everybody in this relationship appreciates you when you stand firm for your needs. We put limits on how much money we spend on a gift, or on our weight, or on what we eat, or on our time management. But when it comes to some of our relationships, we let men inflict limitless pain on us. Shouldn't there be a limit on the disrespect and the heartache or disappointment one person has to endure? Guidance is your best partner for this. When you feel something is off, this is where you can start paying attention. You can ask, what are my needs now when you are feeling that something is off? What needs to happen right now for me to allow my needs to be met? If your intuition is telling you something is off, I would suggest that you put the brakes and considering whether or not you need to set limits to protect your well-being. As I said, boundaries are like a safety belt that you wear when you enter in your car. The earlier you put your safety belt, the safer you will feel, and the more the freer you will feel. In essence, loving you without a limit is key. This is not selfish, this is self-love. I'm sure that you have already had intuitive nudges yourself in the past. The question is, how often have you trusted them? And how often have you listened to these nudges in the beginning of a relationship? And those times you didn't, how much did it cost you professionally, personally, financially, or physically? So, in a nutshell, remember to ask your heart, what does it want you to see now? And when you listen to your gut and you trust it and you are aligned to your needs, you know that you are in the right track to create more love, more freedom, more health, more passion, more inspiration for yourself and for others. Thank you for listening. Bye. Hi everyone, this is Patricia Goslan, and today we're going to see how the Meraki Way is a very nice and easy tool to help you when it comes to feeling free and energized in your intimate relationships. So the Meraki Way is a process, and it has been designed to help you make a dramatic change in your life, a new relationship, a new job, or perhaps a health challenge. So the Meraki Way will help you to shift from feeling confused about how to make the best decisions to have more clarity about what you want. Or when you are holding yourself back because you're afraid to take a risk, you want more freedom and you want to experiment different options and ideas and you do not know how, or maybe you're afraid to take this risk. Or maybe you tend to overthink things, and every move that you make to decide what to do and where to go, you're afraid that this will stop you from feeling confident and taking the right decisions. So overthinking and holding yourself back and feeling confused, these are several feelings that we might have in our intimate relationships. So how does my signature coaching system that I call the Meraki Way help you to make you feel more energized and to shift your perception about the relationship that you're living right now? Our personal beliefs play a huge role in how we view ourselves and the world around us. And when we're speaking about beliefs, we're speaking about the story that we are telling ourselves again and again. The story might be a pattern that we have learned from our parents or the people that have taken care of us. And if, for example, in this pattern there is fear of being abandoned, you might be attracting experiences that validate this limiting belief. So if you want to replace something old, like an old disc and an old programming, you need to make room for something new. And before making room for something new, we need to find an easy way that you can use by yourself to delete, to cancel, and to take out of your system the old story and the old disc that has been running your life. And because this disc is running your life, most probably it's also running your intimate relationships. A healthy relationship begins and ends with a healthy relationship with yourself. Therefore, we will be attracting, and we will attract, and we are attracted to the people that have a pattern that are familiar to the unconscious pattern that we have already. So, because everything and everyone around us is just a reflection of who we really are, and a reflection of our programming and our beliefs, automatically we will be attracted to the familiar. We will be attracted to people that, for example, will abandon us if we take the pattern of abandonment, or to the people that will reject us. And if, for example, we are with a person that is not rejecting us and is not abandoning us, we will be the ones that abandon them, because this is what is running in our pattern. So let's make a quick overview about three or four limiting beliefs that a lot of people have in their relationships when they do not feel fulfilled. I will never be able to trust men or women. This is a limiting belief. So if you have something like that is running your system, you will be attracting people that you will not trust, or you will trust them, but they will not trust you. Another belief is, I'm afraid that he or she will abandon me. This is again the old story about the fear of being rejected and the fear of being left alone and not loved behind all that. Another belief is, I am too old to find love. Or another belief is, I'm not good enough, so any relationships I start, if I enter in a relationship, it will end, because every relationship I have had up until now has failed. So when we play not to lose, because we're afraid that we will reproduce in the future what has happened in the past, what happens is that we go and we attract the same old programming. The Meraki Way system, that you can find, there is an ebook, a free ebook that you can download from my site, will teach you how to clear yourself by yourself in a very easy way, in three steps, how to clear yourself of all your programming. Meraki is a Greek word, and it's a word that for modern Greeks use often to describe something that we are doing with our soul, we are using creativity and we are using love. It means putting something of yourself into what you're doing. So the taste of Meraki in a relationship is a taste of love, it's a taste of freedom, it's a taste of enjoyment, and most of all, it's a taste of passion. Passion, not only, we're not speaking about physical passion only, we're speaking about this opening, this expansion that we feel in our heart when things are okay and when we feel that there is no story that is running our system. So thank you for listening. If you want to learn more about the Meraki Way system and how you can clear yourself, maybe you are stuck in a relationship right now, maybe you feel that your relationship is not fulfilling you, or maybe you feel confused, or maybe you are overthinking things, please feel free to go to patriciagosland.com and download your free ebook. The Meraki Way system will help you to already prepare the ground to attract and to create what you love. Thank you for listening. Bye.